morning. Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Eloise. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, let me give you my customer number.
Okay, what's that customer number?
Yeah, 3287-381-0002.
Thank you. May I have the name on the account as well as the shipping address, please?
Yeah, Mike Carey, 40701 Rancho Vista Boulevard, number 196, Palmdale, California, 93551.
Thank you. And I also have your email address, please.
Yeah, mjc85@aol.com.
Thank you. You do have a Ghostbusters Ecto-1 built up, and how can I assist you?
Yeah, I got a shipment in yesterday, but it was missing issue number 116.
Yes, so that shipment did not include 116. So let me see if we still have that scheduled to come out at one point in one moment. Just one moment, please.
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate your patience. I'm still here. Just a moment, please.
Sure.
I'm going to place the escalation in one moment, please. Sorry, I'm still here. Just one moment, please.
Huh?
I'm just letting you know I'm still here. Just one moment, please.
Okay.
Just one question. Does your invoice show that you were to receive 116?
Well, it's a little bit confusing. My invoice shows, it's not on there, but it's under the magazine. It says, you know, 15 through 18, but 16 is missing on the sheet. It's got 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. 116 is skipped, and then 17, 18, and 19 are there. So is it skipped because it's an out-of-stock issue, or?
I do have a list of what items are out of stock, but normally when it's not sent, that is what the situation is. But in your case, I'm not really able to confirm if that was the case. I do see everything else was sent out to you.
So we don't know if it's a stock issue. We just know it wasn't sent, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I don't know why it wasn't sent. It was, I believe it was paid for.
Actually, it looks like, let's go back. Let's see, sorry, I'm just waiting on the computer.
Okay. Yeah, it didn't even show up. They put the pick slip from the shipping warehouse in the box, and it doesn't even show up on the pick slip.
Yeah, definitely is not showing as something that you should have received. Trying to figure out why. Just a moment, please. So it looks like at one point you had requested to skip issue 116. So that's why it was not hasn't been processed. I can go ahead and.
Well, yeah, that's interesting because the only thing I had skipped was 110 because there was a stock alert on it. Damn it! All right. So it does it does it. So at some point it's. I had it skipped at 116, and because that never got taken off, that's why it skipped over?
Yes.
So that tells me we can skip stuff and look at other things. That's interesting.
Well, it was a point where we could skip items, so that's maybe more likely when you have requested it, but for now, we do not have that that option. You're not allowed to skip any items to have your shipment processed. But for now, since that one was previously skipped, I can go ahead and unskip it. But let's say, like,
from now on,
if you wanted to call and ask us to skip it, we do not have that. We're not allowed to do that anymore. And so do you want to go ahead and unskip 110 as well?
I'm a little afraid of that because if I unskip some, or if I skip something, or I unskip it, that means that anything I need to order I won't be able to order anything until that 110 shows up, right?
Yes.
I'm really just trying to get this model completed. Well, let's do this. I should have another order shipping today. Is that right? Or can you check to see? Yeah, I was told that the next bunch of issues was supposed to ship out of the warehouse yesterday.
You do have a the date happened. You were scheduled to have the next shipment process on yesterday, which was the 24th. Since there's no additional items available, there's nothing processing.
So an order processed yesterday?
No, it should have processed yesterday, but because there's not all your 9 items available, it's not processing. You're
okay.
Set to receive a quantity of 9 with a frequency of 1 week.
Okay. Can you tell me what's available out of the request?
No, I'm so sorry. I don't have a list of what is available. But you're scheduled to receive. Yes, from the next items that you're scheduled to receive, yes. There's items left there.
What are the next items I'm scheduled to receive?
Oh, that comes back, huh? I'm just putting on the computer. Once I get that list back up, I'll let you know. It looks like next you're scheduled to receive issue 120, 121, 122, and just all the rest of the ones that are scheduled next but in order.
Okay.
Are you
going
to unskip 116 and 110?
Let's unskip 116. I know that 110 probably isn't in stock right now, and I'm really afraid of unskipping it. Because I really think that if I do that, anything after 110, if 110 is still stuck out of stock, then I'm not going to, if it's still stuck out of stock, then I'm not going to see anything until 110 becomes available, and that may take 4 months. Because the last time I didn't have any orders coming in, it was because 107 was out of stock, and that took 4 months to get in stock.
If 110 were to become in stock, however, the system will automatically unskip it and include it in the shipment.
Oh, it would. So if 110
no,
becomes
it's not.
In,
no, it would not.
So if I leave 110 skipped, then when it becomes in stock, it'll automatically ship it when it becomes in stock?
No, that's all I'm saying. So if you leave it skipped and it does happen to become in stock, it will not automatically ship out. You would have to contact us to unskip it.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to wait on unskipping 110. I'd really like to get 116, which I need, and I think I've got 9 on the next, numbers of things that come in. So can we do, can we do 10, change the quantity to 10 instead of 9? So I get the next 9 plus 116.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I could certainly change your quantity. Okay, so I'll be, I'm happy to make those changes for you today from the quantity 9 to 10. Please be aware that these changes may result in shipments being stopped in the future. This may happen as these changes may be different from the forecast of planning for stock levels and delivery timetables. Are you happy for me to proceed?
Yeah.
I'm changing that to quantity to 10. Change has been made. Okay. And I am currently showing that we're waiting on 127 through 130.
You're waiting on 127 through 130?
Yes.
So, let's see. So, so that's 6. That's 7 kits, right? So 20. Okay, so those ones. So, so let me think for a second here. So if I got 119, what you currently have in stock is 120, 121, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. So that's 5, 6, 7. All right. Well, I guess if those other ones are out of stock, we're not going to see them. So how about we change the quantity to 8, and that should cover 116, and then 120 through 126, right?
If available, yes.
Sorry?
If the if those other ones are showing available, then yes.
Okay. Let's change the quantity to 8. That way I can get the 116 that we unskipped, and I can get the next 7 issues that are currently in stock, and then I should be all caught up except for issue 110.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, read this information to you again. I'm happy to make those changes for you today, changing the quantity from 10 to 8. Please be aware that these changes may result in shipments being stopped in the future. This may happen as these changes will be different from the forecast of planning for stock levels and delivery timetables. Are you happy for me to proceed?
Yes.
I'll change that quantity to 8.
Hey, can you tell me when it'll build?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the system won't show me the next processing date, but if they do become the next 8 are available, most likely it will process till March 29th, but the system's not showing me a date at this time.
March 29th.
Yes, it's possible that it will process on March 29th if the next 8 are available.
Right. All right. All right, sounds good. And how many issues are in this kit? 140?
Let me check for you. It's the 141.
141. All right. So I'm really close to being done with this thing. All right. Very good. That all sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling Eagle Monster Bill. Please hold for a short one question survey after this call and have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.